The COVID-19 pandemic caused complete shifts in many people's daily schedules, including students across Cincinnati public schools. Many transitioned to Cincinnati Digital Academy as a result, and now the district is looking to make the school a bigger part of its future. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Corey Sharber. Cincinnati Digital Academy was founded 8 years ago for students to be able to structure their classes and work in a suitable environment for them, mostly kids who are being homeschooled, dealing with health conditions, or because traditional classrooms didn't work for them. Last March, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine ordered schools to close to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Students then transitioned to remote learning within Cincinnati Public Schools for the rest of spring. For the fall semester, the only remote option was CDA. Didian Gardner is the parent of a fifth grader at Dater Montessori. When her child transitioned, she says the academy was overwhelmed by the influx of transferring students.
They had 300 students prior to all of this and 10 teachers. Well, by the time we enrolled, they were up to 1,500 students.
She says the transition for her child wasn't necessarily difficult learning-wise, but the lack of having other students around was challenging.
It's a very lonely experience. Even to get on Zoom calls periodically is fine, but they're really kind of more annoying than anything because you don't really get to connect with the other kids. It's just, you know, that comedy of errors that a kid's Zoom call is.
Parents had similar experiences to Denianne during the pandemic, but others within the district have been taking advantage of CDA long before COVID-19. Jamie Ferguson's kids have been attending the online school for years now. He says the non-traditional structure works for them, mainly being able to do the work at their own pace. However, he says the school is not meant for every child and doesn't recommend children attend CDA during most of their elementary years.
If you go in there as a parent coming from a standard traditional school and think that, oh, it's going to work, plug my kid into a computer and let them go, and it isn't necessarily going to work that way.
Denianne noted while the content provided by the school is adequate, it's not always engaging. She noted some of the content seems to be dated.
If you were to watch the social study videos, they look like a VHS converted from a 1980s Discovery Channel. I mean, they're not all like that, but they're very dated. I could swear that I saw some of those when I was in school.
Despite some cons, she did note the pros of attending the school, most notably the flexibility of completing assignments. She says working with her daughter was beneficial to them both, saying she was learning as much as her child.
Having your kid watch you go through the learning process is kind of valuable in that, you know, you have to go back and you have to figure out something you don't understand and you fail and you try again. And, you know, you're not this omniscient person who knows everything. And it's just something really valuable in letting your kids see that part of you.
The district is looking to invest more in CDA going forward. Some investments have already started, most notably the increase in staff to handle the massive influx in students. Manisha House is the district director of school leadership. She says CPS wants to improve some academic structures, including adding more courses. It could also give CPS students access to classes that may not be at their respective schools.
The future is kind of hard to predict because I wouldn't have predicted where we are now, but I can say that reimagining our future is bright.
Despite declining enrollment throughout the district, CDA is projected to have at least four times as many students next year compared to October 2019. Corey Sharber, 91.7 WVXU.